do it for her.
Oh, I gotta roll up my legs. Do it again. Well, I gotta roll up my leg sleeves.
I'll do it for them, and then again, I'll do it for her.
What do you call like sleeves?
Sleeves?
Sleeves.
Leg sleeves?
Leggings.
Pants? Pants? Wait.
Clouds?
We can't start this episode yet. Do you not know what the fuck pants are? What the hell? What are leg sleeves? Bitch, those are pants.
But the whole pants isn't just sleeves. Pants. No, there's more to pants than just the sleeves.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like shirts with sleeves, you know?
Oh my god.
There's a whole part that covers it.
It's pant legs. Yeah. They're called pant legs.
But what if I'm wearing a shirt with no sleeves?
Then it's sleeveless.
Okay, but then what's a tank top then?
It's sleeveless.
Okay, and if I'm wearing shorts, is it sleeveless? Or am I pantsless?
No, because there's still pants on it. Okay, it's just a shorter pant.
They're sleeves.
I'm going to slit my own throat. I am...
Can this be the cold open?
No!
Can this go on the Twitter?
Yes. I'm so pissed off. My throat hurts.
Start the episode now.
Those are thick thighs, Retsuko. What's going on here?
I'm gonna start bitch. Now. Okay. And don't we're just gonna that. Whatever that's whatever I nice. Come up with, we're just gonna have to keep rolling.
No, because I'm tired of waiting. That's not how podcast works, but okay.
So we gotta get this over with quick. What's up, furries? This is the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Garb, I'm your host for this time. I swear I'm gonna not talk about furries for the rest of the episode. That's a promise.
There you
I can't
go again.
Keep. That's the promise I can't keep.
All right, everybody, put a timer on the screen.
Anytime
he says furry, but just to save us time, just put that infinite sign up there because he's probably gonna say it more than twice.
To my north left is Chuck, who is
what?
He left work early today to go get drunk and cry at home.
But I'm underage.
And there's Pino, who is
wait a second, that's illegal. I can't do that.
And there's Pino, who is spacing out. He's kind of just here, but lights are on, but nobody's home.
Hey. I guess my mom texted me. Hey, can I send her a
good
message?
Job, Pino. You really killed it. You knocked that out of the ballpark.
What
this week? Oh, thank God, Chuck. Thank you. We watched Regrets Ago.
What?
It's a show, all right.
What?
I wish I could get drunk, but that's illegal.
What?
In my country.
I liked it.
What? What? What?
Shut up. Pino, talk what? About how much you liked the Gretzko. Chuck, argue with him.
What? I'm trying to text my mom.
He's still in character, you guys.
She messaged him back, and all she said was Ariba.
Hold up.
Ariba? Like a single Reba McEntire?
I'm going under my desk.
I'm going to bust out the Spanish-American dictionary.
I'm under my desk now.
I don't
fit.
Remember when we did a podcast?
I'm under the desk now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So now that
he's under the desk, I can feed you false information. Hi, welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, you can find us on YouTube, you can find us on Spotify, and you can find us even on Space.
Did he bug out?
If you heard that, it's probably because your disc player is messed up.
His brain bugged out.
This is going to be a great one.
Spotify.
I love you. Chuck, can you just stay far away for the rest of the episode? It's cracking me up hearing you from far away.
I'm going to go back under the desk now.
Well, now I've got to go sing at a karaoke bar because I made a fool of myself.
Kyle, can you talk about how you fucking like the show?
Well, first you gotta ask me how my day was, man.
This is sounding more like an episode of the fucking Eric Andre show than anything we've ever done before.
Garb, how are you today? How are you feeling?
I went to the store and it was raining, I like the rain, but it was really scary.
Okay, see,
but it was okay. Yeah. What did you do today, Pine?
Me, I blessed up, I dressed up,
and you blessed up. Okay,
and I chest up, dude. Got my chest up. That, and I've been procrastinating for the past like 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's standard.
Hey guys.
Standard.
I'm now sitting
procedure.
On the floor.
Chuck, how are you?
So I'm like kind of, I'm okay. I'm sitting like with my back on my chair.
Okay.
And it's like a rolly chair, so like one of the
one of these days
one
you're
of the legs
flip.
On the Yeah, I know, but one of the legs on the rolly chair is kind of sticking poking my butt and I don't like it.
Oh. Why don't you spin the rolly chair around a little bit?
Okay.
The bottom part, of course.
I did it. Wow, you're a genius.
Now your butt fits in between the little sockets. That's what they're for.
My big booty.
Remember when we fucking talked about anime?
You're the host.
My
you
big booty from Pino.
I've asked Pino like 7 times.
Yeah, okay. But Pino's a stinky man.
Okay, now ask me again now that you've asked me my day.
Pino, what were your first impressions of the show?
So before I jump right into it,
why are we laughing?
I don't know. Chuck went off. He's off the rail. He's off his rocker today. He's off the rocker.
All right, time to be serious, Pino. Like we had in episode 2. No, not episode 2. Episode 1.
I'm back.
All right. So at first, I was just little
in general.
This is my last episode of the podcast forever. I was a little put off by the art when I saw the thing when you guys mentioned it the other time we did the Bobo episode. I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of those anime, you know, it's like the cutesy aesthetic, which I don't mind, but it's like, you know, it looks a little promising. And then I noticed the big demon panda bear in the back. I was like, oh, wait a second.
maybe there's wait some hope.
Yeah. And then I read the name and it said Aggressive Retsuko. And I was like, oh, wait a second. Wait a second. And then I watched it and I loved it.
It's surprising to me how you were telling me about it the other day, how much you really did like the show.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it was a surprise to me too. I just remember I was just eating my lunch and like, episode 1, the first thing that I saw, she's wearing Crocs, and I kind of lost it.
Was that the first episode, the Crocs?
Yeah, she was wearing Crocs. He's like, oh, yeah. God, I hope nobody sees me in these Crocs.
I don't know what Chuck was talking about. I think that was a fine first episode. Chuck, that was
Chuck,
the transition to let you talk about it.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
It was
It was like a slow start for you.
It was a real slow start. It took me like 6 episodes to get me to like giggle.
So he more likely walked right into this one.
I rolled.
He meandered.
No, you can't say words that make me laugh and spit my
Guys, this was the first spit take since I did a spit take like 20 episodes ago.
Wow.
Remember that?
My beard is all wet.
No, I don't.
You better dry it off then.
No, I'll air dry.
Okay.
My keyboard's but a little soggy, though.
Wait.
It probably shouldn't be soggy.
Yeah. It might be a little bit wet, but not soggy.
It's in constant sorrow.
I guess. Yeah, I was just... It was okay. The first couple episodes... Well, it mostly was not ideal for me, because I like a little bit more animation in my anime.
Here we go.
Like, I get it. They're Sanrio characters. I get that you have to not make them squash and stretch as much, but that's
Mr.
the fundamentals
Chuck,
of
Sanrio?
Animation. Sanrio's a stupid Japan thing with Hello Kitty and characters that are chibi.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping we had a good definition. We could always be the Educational Funky Podcast.
Okay, give me one second.
Educational Funky Podcast.
Guys, yeah, welcome the to EFAP. Welcome to the Educational Funky Podcast, where I'm going on to the Sanrio website to check out about Sanrio.
I just
wanted
a definition.
Okay, it's small gift, word, big smile, R. It's more than just a catchy phrase. It's the foundation of everything we do, and we're proud to say we've been creating smiles for over 40 years. At Sanrio, we believe that a gift is more than just a gift. Rather, a gift is a means of expressing our heartfelt feelings to others. This philosophy guides all of our activities, whether we are designing a stationery set, a retail store, an animated television series. From Sanrio Boutique showcasing the ultimate Sanrio collection to smaller assortments in other shopping environments, we invite all of our friends and guests to experience the magic of these four words: small gifts, big smiles, careers. Join our team. Sanrio is
Can
the
you
global
stop?
Lifestyle brand.
Are you playing the Love Live mobile game?
I lost interest after I realized it was an advertisement and not a definition. I was serious. This is not a bit.
No, Sanrio's a...
This is not a bit.
And no, Sanrio's just a brand that just makes characters, and it's most known for Hello Kitty.
And they made like a self-insert joke about it the show.
They're like, you Hello Kitty.
Yeah, they were like, you look like a Sanrio character. She's like, yeah, I get that a lot.
Oh.
And I'm like, huh.
I was going to Google that, and then I forgot.
Yeah, it's because that's the company that did it.
Cool.
But yeah, the show started out as like a web series first. It's like 100 episodes. I haven't seen any of those.
Excuse me, 100 episodes?
Yeah, the little short ones.
They're 1 minute episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So you mean the tiny ones. If you multiply that by 100, that's 100 minutes of air.
Yeah, 100 by 100 times 1 is still 100.
That's a movie.
That is correct math that you just did. Not very advanced, but it was the correct answer.
I want to say that I liked the shorts better.
Really?
You saw the shorts?
I watched some. Oh. I felt that they were better in a 1 minute snippet than they were for a 15 minute episode.
Did they try to tell a story at all? Like an overarching story?
It's more of like the...
Maybe it works
better
that way.
Yeah, because it's more like the, oh, I'm angry at my boss. Let's scream about it. Okay, next episode. Oh, someone's gossiping. Okay, scream about it. Let's do this. Scream about it.
Yeah, but you need a build-up. You can't just be angry all the time.
No, shit. The first episode, where she was like, you know how she was like angry?
That's all of them, except like one of the last episodes.
Shut up. How like the she was angry that like she didn't or she forgot her shoes, and then she was angry that the coworker was gossiping and whatnot, and then like she didn't want to go to company drinking and whatnot. Those each are their own episodes for like the miniseries, so it like dices it up, and it's like easier to consume, at least in mine, because they don't have to try and make a real
easier coherent. To consume. I don't think I like that description right there. how is 15 minutes not easy to consume?
No. Well, first off, that's 15 times longer than one.
You got me there.
Checkmate. Also, you guys were doing your opening bit, I took a Witch of Gretsu's Ghost character MI quiz.
Can I play that quiz?
Yeah, can we do it? No, let's do it. Let's do it all right now
let's
episode.
Do it
right.
Okay. Let's jump right into it. All right.
Okay, everyone. I'm going to read it out to you
Is this in serious talk?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in
serious talk. Okay, so it's on a website called Quirktastic. So which Gretsu character are you? The first one is your boss assigns a crazy long task 30 minutes before the end of the day, and it's due by lunch the next day. What do you do? A, stay late and get it all done. Stay a little later, doing half today and the other half tomorrow morning, or wait until the morning of. We're not actually going to do this because
this would take... I'm staying late.
No, I'm going to do it.
All of your coworkers are going up for drinks. How drunk do you get? Not drunk at all?
Plastered.
A little bit.
You're a little late to work. Why is that? Daydreaming on your commute. Don't care enough to be on time. You lost track of time and it never happened again. I swear, that's me.
I lost track of time.
You're behind on bills. What poor man's lunch do you bring to work to save money?
Bread and mayo? You can survive on just candy. Oh,
this would never be the case for you. That's what I'm going to pick.
Bread and mayo.
Yeah, I'm bread and mayo.
What? No, on it, my answer is ramen. Just
de-stress. Karaoke, yoga, drinks at your local bar. Yeah, I do. Drinks I do a little karaoke in my car.
You know what? I'll say karaoke as well. You're a nasty rumor about your work.
One nasty boy.
How do you tackle it? Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. You just let it right out. Create a counter rumor to take attention off you.
I'm taking a counter rumor, dude.
That's the Michael Scott approach, my friend. You can't just tell everyone Stanley's having an affair.
Do you consider yourself a hard worker?
Oh, yeah, you skipped a question. Is there such a thing as being too ambitious?
Oh, yeah, I did that, and I just said whatever.
No.
I said yes.
I said no.
Do you consider yourself a hard worker?
I'd like to think so, but my boss tells me otherwise.
I try to do as much as I can to get by.
These are all just specific scenarios from the show. This is
your
just an ad
for
the show.
Your boss is being nicer than usual. How do you react? Go with the flow. Whatever. They're probably having a good day.
Yeah.
I picked that one.
Act as usual, but keep your eyes peeled. That's me.
This is me.
What is your plan to get out of working for the rest of
your life?
Oh,
you can't change your answer. No.
No.
Yo.
No, you're stuck. Saving up to retire.
Oh, no.
One day.
That's I'm Haida.
To work until you die.
Oh, no. Haida's good.
I'm Haida, too. Wow. Did Pano get Haida?
I am Haida.
Guys, I think this is a fake quiz.
Guys.
Because we all got the same character. I think this is a false quiz, wow. And I'd like to sue.
Hey, but this just means we're Joseph Joestar.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the voice actors in this did other stuff.
I'm not that we wasted
it
your time for a good
go
3 minutes.
All of them. Yeah, it was all time that we invested doing the stupid quiz instead of actually
to be
something productive. I wanted to be the Fenneco.
I want to be Haida, so I got exactly what I want.
Haida's good, so like I'm not gonna complain because Haida is
okay.
Is a
can
good
we
character.
Do the episode now?
Sure. Nah.
Okay.
Let's just go over the story real quick. So she gets angry, and then her boss is like, "Ah!" And then she does yoga, and then her boss is like, "Oh." And then she meets the space cadet who, like, has a mole in the same place as I do, and the same blank, dead stare that I do.
Do you like coffee?
I do.
Oh my god, it's Garp.
It is. I felt personally attacked. Whenever
Space
Cadet
attached,
was introduced.
You
know. No, I
oh,
felt
no,
attacked.
Being personally attached to a show.
Oh no. None of us do that. We're not weebs.
It was kind of fucked up.
Got him.
But and then they go out for a while, and then he's too, and so she had to break up with him.
You can't say that.
I don't give it. Whatever.
You can't say that.
He is.
You could say empty-minded. You could say a little airhead. You know, but you can't say that.
God,
he's got
this is a family show.
We can't say that.
I'm gonna have to send you to HR right now.
I'm gonna send you home.
Hey, it's me, Toby from HR. Hey,
I'm not afraid of HR.
Hey.
You can't. You can't just go around saying
I'm not afraid of HR where I work.
You can't say that word, especially not in the office.
Shut up! Oh, I almost said something real bad.
Yeah,
you're fired. Guys, we have a new opening position for the FAP podcast. If you think you're not as vulgar as our boy Garb here. Send us an email at the
funkyanimepodcast @gmail.com. funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Stop calling it the FAP podcast. If you say that one more time.
Guys, funkyanimepodcast.
I'll fire you. If I go down, I'm taking you with me.
You know what? This is a democracy. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. We now have two spots open for the Funky Anime Podcast.
It's the Chuckcast.
It's the welcome back to the Chuckcast. Today we're going to be talking about Chuck.
I had to send in my 2 weeks notice, so you can call me Calendar from here on out.
I love hearing Chuck say Chuckcast. So that's something about Chuckcast. It makes me so happy.
I like feel like it's a reference to something that I should know, but I don't.
Who gives a shit? It's funny. Anyway, the show is okay. There was a little bit of a story, but the story wasn't really the focus. The focus is on the characters, which that's fine.
Which isn't a bad thing.
And the situations. Yeah. It's a bit more Seinfeld-y.
But Seinfeld's better.
I would like to describe it a little. I describe it as more. It's just you're literally just following the life of this poor soul who just releases their excitement or their anger through music.
Yeah,
that's about it.
For a while, they didn't really take advantage of that though, and I was really afraid that they wouldn't bring it together with the whole death metal thing. But they do, and I was happy. It was a very natural conclusion, but. I felt like, okay, finally something happened with that, whereas it kind of was just the gimmick of the show.
Right, and it really did feel that way for, like, the first couple episodes, where it's like, oh, funny girl screaming bathroom.
Yeah.
And then it just became like, a plot point at a certain point, and then it became,
I liked it when it became a plot point.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it wasn't, I'm like, this is
we can talk about that. You've never, like, been at a job, or you've never been somewhere, and you've just
been at a job.
You've never wanted to just get angry for some reason. Like
I do every time. I've never touched a fucking Mac.
I can imagine Garb just smacking the computer down and yelling
his lungs out.
It does happen. I've screamed at many an Excel sheet.
I've never wanted to get angry. I've gotten angry.
Why? Don't get angry. You'll be fired.
That was a good scream. We're gonna have to fire him from the Chuckcast.
You can't fire me. I am the Chuckcast.
No, you've already signed over your rights to me.
Wait, no.
It's the Pinecast.
It's the Pinecone.
This sure was a show, ladies and gentlemen.
It really was. But let's talk about that opening.
So the song itself was it sure was. It was just generic metal song 3, but I mean it did its purpose there. It was instrumental, there weren't any vocals, which I'm fine with. I don't have any complaints there. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that Chuck, this is me transitioning into giving you permission to speak, Chuck.
Hi guys.
Has different opinions.
I fucking didn't like it, and you know why? Because it wasn't good.
Yeah. Doesn't even have a name.
You know why I don't like it? Because A, it's generic. You want your goddamn opening to stand out, and it's a fucking opening. You don't make your openings generic. You can make your endings generic. I don't care.
It could be a slideshow.
Your ending is a slideshow. But if your opening is a fucking slideshow with two GIFs reused over and over again,
that's literally what it is.
It's true.
I just hate it, and it makes my heart angry because it should be better, and it isn't.
They will say. Okay, you can go first. No, you can go first.
Okay, I like the little animation.
I can't believe you interrupted me.
I like the little animation of her going, like, twitching at the drrr, drrr.
That's what I was going to say, Like, when she did that, I was
that's
like, wait, is something wrong with my video?
And it's was like, cute, but they used it. That was, like, the only thing they had. That was the only idea they had. So they just used it over and over again.
And I twitched with her.
You better get that checked out.
It's like, I think you might have Tourette's.
The tremors, they're back.
It's not as good as the hops, you know? The famous
I was actually going to bring up that fact. It's not as good as the hops, but I like to consider it his own category. It's the tremors category.
The tremors. God.
I'll equate it to like somebody like twitching at and trying to react to something that they didn't like, you know, because
they didn't like.
God. Yeah, so like have you ever just like seen like a whole gallon of ice cream just being poured out of your windowsill? And like,
I haven't actually.
Wait.
And it falls on top of a pigeon, right? It makes me twitch. They're wasting food and that pigeon's probably dead.
So like a scowl? So like the twitch you do when you do a really heavy scowl?
Kind of. Like have you ever looked up Total Drama Island on Google?
Stop.
Guys, for a little bit of background, I was looking up Total Drama Island. I can't remember why. There's probably some background. I think Pino made a joke about it. And then, so I was like, I want some funny images. And then they all turned out to be fetishes. And I wasn't about it, but I kept sending it because I knew it made Pino uncomfortable.
I don't think I'm okay after that one, Chief.
But yeah, like, I just rewatched it like 2 seconds ago when you guys were talking. There's three GIFs.
Like those GIFs, but it's not good.
They're
not good.
GIFs.
It's not a good opening. I like the GIFs.
That's not what an opening is supposed to be. If you played that song for me without the visual, I wouldn't know where the fuck it's from.
It's from.
Generic metal song number three.
That's the worst thing to say about an opening.
I would use those GIFs as my Discord profile picture.
Even if it's a shitty opening, if it is at all unique, I'll take it over that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being a little bit critical, but god damn it, I deserve it, because I'm worth something.
Well, that, and you're so positive, you're so damn positive all the time, you gotta get it out. It's appropriate that you're doing it on this episode.
I was positive, even on the One Piece episode.
You got jaded over time.
I'm old and decrepit.
I'm older and decrepiter than you.
But I'm taller, so my bones don't work as good because more weight. It carries more weight.
No,
my bones are now compressing more so.
It distributes.
No, I'm also fat, so my body just...
You're painting an odd picture. That is, this is not the Chuck I met at SmashCon.
My body is condensing into a small cube.
There you go.
He will be just tofu from here.
I'm gonna throw him into the abyss so that a little girl can find it later.
Okay, bye.
He's a little Dwemer cube.
Welcome to the Garb and Pino podcast, where we talk about anime endings. What'd you think about the ending?
It was literally just regular credits.
Yeah.
And it was
painful. It's me, a piece of tofu.
Hey.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like
tofu,
either,
man.
Tofu.
I was a tofu. I'm tofu,
this
and
is canon.
I don't have eyes or a mouth. But I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. You are communicating with us telepathically with your tofu power.
Yes, my tofu brain.
Nice.
My big tofu brain says it's bad because there's nothing interesting.
The combination between... sorry, you can go first.
Have either of you
seen... That's the second time.
Have either of you seen other anime that are Netflix exclusive?
Yes.
Okay, did they do the same thing with the credits?
I don't... You've watched Castlevania. That's a fucking Netflix original.
I haven't.
Yeah, but it's not like traditional anime, I guess. That one's American Studio, so it doesn't count.
No, but Little Witch Academia.
Little Witch.
Little Witch. Did it have an ending?
Yeah.
It had like a black screen.
Because I was wondering, I was wondering maybe if this was a request by Netflix to have it just be a regular. Okay.
Absolutely not.
I guess they just. One less JPEG to animate.
I want to bring that up because Netflix originals actually don't mean much because it just means that that's the only place that it's being distributed.
Yeah.
On this area. Mm-hmm. So
typically they give them pretty creative freedom to do whatever.
Well, but something like The Good Place. That's a show on like ABC or NBC or whatever. Uh-huh. But in like Canada, it's a Netflix original because
you can't access it.
Yeah, so that's the only place that you can find it. So that's what a Netflix original
is.
This is
why I couldn't watch The Office in Peru.
Oh. Well, sometimes Netflix will pay them to make the show.
Yeah.
I mean, they gotta pay them to something.
They gotta, commissions costs. I'm gonna look up Castlevania real quick to see if the ending is...
I'm pretty sure it's just normal credits.
I mean, the ending is, but I don't know. It still has the sound from Castlevania.
You mean a chorus chant?
No, the sound.
What is a man?
Kill him. Do it.
That wasn't no.
So what I equated both the opening and endings to, I it kind of felt like something you would actually see like online, like a just regular like online fan anime, like when you think of just the ending and the opening, because it's like it's
short
and it's a black and white like title thing. I wouldn't expect like if you saw both of those, you probably wouldn't want to jump right into Retsuko like at all.
Yeah, but, usually the OP and ED are like appetizers.
Yeah.
That's almost how I find all my anime.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I brought it up, because it really pertains to my boy Chuck here. Because just imagine if he just, you know, heard this and is like, oh, I'm gonna look it up, but there's nothing to look.
I watched the first episode and I'm like, man, I could be watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee right now, starring Jerry Seinfeld, but I'm not because I have to watch this.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
There's a red panda in my room. Oh. Get her out.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry, you gotta get him out of it. Jerry,
Kramer,
that's not safe.
I've got Jerry. A red panda in my room.
And I'm alone.
Oh, Jerry, we can sell it. Jerry, we can sell it. Jerry, we can sell it online.
No.
Hello, no, man.
Let's just get it out. We don't.
No,
need
we gotta
money.
Sell it. No, I need money. Come on,
no,
Jerry.
No, it's a harmless
Jerry.
Creature. It just got lost.
You didn't say the magic words.
It's the only line I know. Put your fucking skull in, Kramer.
Okay, guys, let's get to other parts of the show that I don't like.
Remember that episode of the Frankie and Me podcast where we fucking role played Seinfeld for 5 minutes? That was a good one.
Guys,
anyway,
they're going to talk about this episode for years and years on the cultural influence that we had because we role-played Seinfeld that one time.
They put us in the National Library,
American
that Congress
History.
Uses, yeah.
Yeah, and then the American History Museum in D.C., and they'll be like, now this is a funky anime podcast.
To put it in
featuring
the Native American
Chuck
one, too.
Of the critically acclaimed Chuck cast.
We can put it in the Black History one as well.
Wait, why?
I don't think any of us here are black.
Chuck just made a really good joke that he's very proud of. Anyway,
guys,
let's talk about the characters.
If you want more humor like that, don't forget to subscribe.
God, we need to finish this episode as fast as possible.
Okay, so we got Retsuko. She's your main character. She screams metal, and that's about it.
I
she's
like Retsuko.
Red with mail. Yeah, I like
she's
her
okay.
Too. She's
you
very.
You can die. I mean, what?
Oh, he said something positive about it.
I said she's a passable main character.
Okay.
She does everything you need to do, somewhat relatable. She yells, so, like, I yell, so yeah. I can equate that.
I yell.
And, like, overall, it was okay for her. She has a cute design, so I'll give him that.
Next, we have Feniko, who's kind of hateful. She does this thing where she stalks people on social media and, like, observes their patterns, which is totally not something that I do.
That's why I don't use social media. Take that, Garb. I'm playing 4D chess.
And then we have,
I like Feniko. I liked her as a character, except for her English.
I like Feniko
more
than Retsuko.
There's some moments that Feniko's, the English dub was like
Feniko's,
a little weird.
I thought Feniko's voice was better than Retsuko's. I
like
Feniko's
English
voice. Yeah,
I still like the voice.
Feniko's voice I did not like, but I like the character, or like, no, Feniko's delivery.
There we go. That's
I didn't
better.
Like as much as Retsuko. Retsuko, I didn't like the voice because she kind of talks like this.
It's
and she's
probably
like,
the
hi.
Voice director who's
there was,
to blame.
Yeah,
there
no,
was
yeah.
another.
Like I don't blame the
voice actress.
Yeah, but it's that's just how it'd be.
Yeah, it's a thug life out there in the voice acting world.
Next we have Haida, who is.
I wanted to. Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
That's the third time I'm about to break.
So at least from Feniko. I remember there was like this one specific scene where I think Retsuko was like a little upset and like Feniko was like trying to calm her down or like trying to do she's like wait like she was like wait Retsuko come back and it was like I was like wait a second your friend's hurt why are you just monotone like everything
because
else
she's
is
like,
fine a little bit
she's got that Aubrey Plaza kind of vibe going on
I see
which if there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I 100% have a crush on Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, please come on the podcast.
I would shit my ass.
Who's being on our podcast? I'm sorry, I was looking up 4D chess.
We have Chuck of the famous, critically acclaimed Chuckcast.
Chuckcast! That's me. I hope everyone's doing all right tonight.
Hey, we've got Conan O'Brien coming up next.
Oh, do we have Andy? This is just Conan.
No,
we
Candy,
couldn't get Andy. He's
Andy's,
too cool.
Yeah, Andy's
he's,
too hard to get.
Yeah. His people don't like my people, but I love his people. But he likes me. It's just our schedules don't mess. Don't make
no sense. They don't make no sense.
Next we have Haida,
Oh, I love Haida.
I liked Haida. He's probably superb. My favorite character.
I was so glad at the end whenever Retsuko ditched Rasasuke, who we'll talk about soon, in favor of Haida.
God, I hate Rasasuke's character name, but continue.
Yeah. We'll just call him Space Cadet from here on out, because that's what he is.
I'm gonna call him Stupid.
And we have the famous delinquent duo.
Get to finish.
Oh, what were you saying?
No, it's fine.
No, we just didn't talk enough about Haida. He's just a good character. He wears a shirt sometimes.
He's a hyena.
Yeah.
He doesn't laugh, though.
We haven't described what animals they are either. Yeah. How are we supposed to inform these people?
Who cares?
We're not furries.
Retsuko is a red panda.
I don't know
what Fennico is.
No, we don't. We're
what
not
is
furries.
A Fennico?
We don't focus.
It's a Fennec
on,
fox, you idiot.
I didn't know that.
What?
No, I didn't know that.
Pina. Okay, everyone, we're going to have to stop for a second and really just dissect this. Okay, that was all we need to do to dissect. Okay, continue. All
right, so we have Haida, who's obviously a very good boy. We all love him. Nothing can be bad. Nothing bad can be said about him. Next, we have the dynamic duo of Gori and Washimi, who are a gorilla.
Yes, I like Gori. It's a good name.
Yeah, and her fucking face, it cracks me up every time.
I love those characters. They were so... I didn't think they were going to be so pertinent to the show. Like, they were just like the higher ups. I was like, dang.
They did introduce them pretty early on, so it should have been more obvious that they were bringing them
I knew they were going to bring them in because I got a big brain.
I didn't either. I'm with Pine.
You know what? You can just eat that brain twice.
Wait!
I'm with you, Pine.
Guys, we watched the wrong show because I have Netflix open right now, and there's a show called Dogs.
Yeah?
That's it.
I'm hanging up this voice call right now.
Okay, bye.
Just don't turn Audacity off.
He muted himself. He didn't actually leave.
Fine, I'll leave. Jeez, stop trying to break the illusion.
There he goes. Thank you, fucking God.
Bunch of weirdos.
Don't say that to Pino.
I hate him. What?
No!
I'm leaving again.
There he goes. The funny thing is, no one will be able to hear the bloop bloop.
Well, I don't even hear it.
I'm going to turn that off on me.
Okay, bye, Pino. Because I don't like it.
All right, now that
I
got
love
upset
it because
for the
it
fifth
makes
time
my
this
heart
episode,
happy. Shut
Pino's
up.
Gonna
still
scream
talking about
metal.
My happy heart.
I'm gonna scream death metal at the end of this episode if you don't shut up.
If you don't stop interrupting him,
guys, that'll be our outro music. Pino screaming for 2 minutes straight.
And I have the perfect song to scream to.
Is it Shioase?
You can't. No, you'll have to wait till the end of the episode.
Yeah, guys, stay till the end of the episode. If you're already here for this long, you might as well stay for the end of the episode.
Yeah, you're probably invested at this point.
Yeah.
For probably, better or for worse.
Probably want to hear me scream.
But yeah, we have Gori and Washimi. They're good. They're higher ups. Washimi is a bird, and she works directly under the CEO. And she's kind of a bitch to him. I kind of like that. It's funny.
I mean, women in power, guys. Come on. This is 2019, 18, 17, 20.
Let's 23. Let's break those glass ceilings so that way the pigeons can't hit him.
But pigeons.
Yeah, they land on windows.
It's true.
No, they don't.
They
if
land on
windows.
Them.
If windows are windows, they'd be upright. You can't land on something that's 90 degrees.
That's true. Yeah. Gori is my favorite character out of the bunch.
Why?
She is so animated, even though her face doesn't move at all.
Yeah, she is. She is the most animated.
She's the
most
animated, Jinx. Haha, got him.
And like the fact that she turned to stone after she got out of a relationship.
Dumb. That was really funny. I
was like, wait, why is she stone?
Amigo.
Amigo. That was probably the funniest. That was probably the funniest part of the show. Not gonna lie.
I like it.
Next, we have Megumi. Who is a hippo and
who's the worst girl in Konosuba?
Yeah, she's,
I was gonna make that joke.
She's so bad that she bleeds into other shows. She's
I
a hippo.
Bleed.
She's
I like Megumi. She was funny. She remind you know what her voice reminded me of? You guys have seen Ed and Eddie, right?
Yes.
Reminded me of one of the cankers.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. 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 I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's not Uri. It's not.
No,
it's
Whatever. We'll get back to that at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Okay, I gotta Google.
We gotta
the
remember
other
all these things.
I gotta Google the other character.
The director. Oh, director Ton.
Ton.
Just the pig man.
Ton Petty.
He freaking hates
Petty.
Women so much.
That was a line in the dub where he says, "I hate women so freaking so much." And I recorded it and like posted it to every Discord I could because it made me laugh so hard.
It's a good line.
Yeah, there's the pig boss. He's hateful.
And I remember. I thought he was incompetent, but he was pretty competent near the end of the episode. So like,
yeah, I was with impressed. His little analog calculator. What's that thing called?
It's
again?
An Acubus. Or I've Acubus.
Never. I've never.
Wait.
It's an Acura.
Oh my god!
It's an abacus. It's
this
an
is Acubus. My last episode of the podcast.
I'm ending my it's relationship Wamu. Status with Pino.
Wamu.
Pino, we are no longer dating.
We never reached even the friend stage.
We're not dating.
Guys, the next character.
I only
we're
met
talk
you
about,
yesterday.
What are you talking about? We've known each other for years.
I only played Smash Brothers once.
Guys, it always goes back to
Bob. Oh no, I think Chuck's turning to stone.
I like hearing his funny noises.
There, no, he's there. He goes. He's.
I'm crying.
Oh no!
Vino, you're such a terrible person. I'm crying. Immediately laugh.
You laugh too.
Yeah, he's crying of joy.
Oh my god!
Can't believe my joke was messed up. I'll remember this.
Pino will remember this. Next one is shut up. I'm doing the thing you told me to do.
I didn't tell you to do anything. Just told you to shut up. Person, yeah.
Say your thing.
It was a duck. Pino turned into a duck. Wait. Can we not?
It's Charlie. It's not Pino. That's Charlie. Guys, remember Charlie?
Guys, remember when we made a joke about him for like 3 episodes straight and then totally forgot?
No, he became my Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh. Do you eat duck? Or did you have turducken?
Bless you.
Next character. Kakarichu. What? She's a snake.
Excuse
she's
me, could you snake. Say that again?
She's Kakarichu.
Are you sure she's a snake?
She's a Komodo dragon, right?
Oh. Yeah, I thought she was a Komodo dragon.
She just looked like a snake she's to me. A Komodo, well, she has arms.
She's a Komodo friend dragon. We just watched Komodo Friends.
Oh my.
We watched the worst God. Version of Komodo Friends.
Excuse you. I can't wait to shut that down your throat.
I would argue the Komodo Friends is better.
I'm going to murder both of you at the end of the episode. And
Kimono Friends, like, set up a fucking world, dude.
Yeah, that
like,
they never
that
explained.
That was a trip. Yeah, that's true.
That's why they're getting a second season that they're not even doing anything about.
You know what? I'm gonna try and get less angry during this podcast. Excuse me.
No, getting angry is the funny part.
It's a funny ha-has. Funny anyway, pee-pee. That's all the... Oh, we have Space Cadet. But we already talked about him, and he just... He spaces
Space
out.
Space Cadet
drinks...
is basically just a
absent-minded
a male
individual.
Version of an absent-minded
Pino.
Ratsuko.
No, he's a little more dumb.
But no, that's why I said absent-minded.
No, absent. No,
oh,
he's
absent-minded.
Just,
yeah,
he's just probably not socially.
Probably a gamer.
He's a gamer for sure.
Yeah, he's absolutely a gamer. I like his coworker that was like telling him, like, dude, she's like totally into you. He was good. He was infinitely better than Mr. Space Cadet.
Was he like a tiger? Was he like a...
Yeah.
I don't know what he was, but I liked him.
He was a potato.
Yeah, he's funny.
I can't believe
him.
That potatoes are animals.
Yeah.
I wanted to, before we do anything else, because we totally fucking skipped over this bullshit, this show wasn't animated.
What do you mean?
It was a slideshow.
It's on Netflix. I pay good money for this.
You know what,
what
else is on
about?
Netflix? You know what else? You want to know what else is on Netflix? Minecraft Story Mode.
Yeah, the game is on Netflix.
Yeah.
Are you? No.
I'm not shitting you.
You're kidding me.
No.
Way. What?
Wait a second. What do you mean, no way?
No
Are
way.
You excited?
No, I mean, like,
that
what?
That Minecraft no. Story Mode? No. Is on Netflix.
He's in shock.
Guys, I got bored with this episode, and I've been playing Minecraft Story Mode for the last 30 minutes. I picked Jesse, who's voiced by Patton Oswalt. I love that guy.
Chuck, can you give us a 3-sentence review of what you've played so far of Minecraft? Okay. Story
Why
mode
is it
on
playable
Netflix?
On Netflix?
Minecraft.
You mean
story
like you
mode.
Press the play button?
Let me give my goddamn review. This is why people come here to the podcast so they
the
can hear
cast.
My thoughts. For
can
the
we
Chuck
change
cast.
The thumbnail for right now, like whatever's yes. on the screen to like Minecraft Steve or something for the remainder of you just
guys. Our thumbnail this episode is going to be
Minecraft.
Kiss,
no, just
kiss
for the
from
small
Fairly
bit for the
Odd
YouTubers.
Parents in Minecraft. Okay, so Minecraft Story Mode is an interactive story adventure that you can find on Netflix for free.
Fix.
Okay, that's one sentence. You have two remaining.
While voice acting quality is okay, animation and story direction is not. I give Minecraft Story Mode Season 1, Episode 1, Order of the Stone, 1.8 out of 5 on IMDb. Thank you for listening to the Chuck Cast. Back to your regularly scheduled FAP.
That was a really good segment
So Gretsuko wasn't that animated. And no. I get it. It's
fucking
Sanrio
Family
characters.
Guy is more animated.
I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay. Hey, Lois.
Damn you. Fightman.
Yeah, they kind of... The effects, though. The effects were surprisingly
there were some,
good.
Yeah.
They were
like
well...
Like the glitter?
They knew the how lights. To use After Effects.
Yeah. No, actually, no. I would argue that they knew how to use the title slides in Adobe Premiere.
Absolutely. 100%.
Dude, I can't even figure that shit out, dude.
What do you
I always
mean?
Have to
it's
Google
not,
it.
It's
dude,
so
I have to
easy.
No, it's not. You
yes,
use
it
Vegas.
Is. I haven't used Adobe in 2 years and I still know how to do it.
No, you don't because they updated
yes, I
it
do.
And every guide that I
no,
look at is always
your mother,
wrong and it tells
your
me
mother's
to look
wrong
at the title
because she
tab
shot you out of
no
her vagina
tab.
And said, this is a good baby, I'm going to keep it.
That was a really good compliment you just gave me.
It's just not that great. I was like, I get it. It's a Sanrio character, so you have to keep it.
You
at
lost
a
me.
Bound.
And I don't know how you jump back on course.
It's a certain
but
bound,
you lost me.
And
I don't know what I think anymore.
Is this turning out to be a legitimately good episode?
This will never be released to the public.
Just like
there's too much discourse. But legitimately, I get guys.
Discord, you could sponsor us, and we'll make a public Discord for the podcast.
Hey,
anyway.
If you open a podcast section for Discord, hey, we could be your first ones.
Hey, you can put us there, and we'll be the only ones.
Anyway, Aggressico, I understand why it's so limited on the animation front, because it has to match that Sanrio look and
yeah.
feel. But
can't go ham with it.
That was...
They're not
to
looking to make
point,
the next Evangelion.
They, yeah, exactly. There was no ambition, no innovation. They could have done more with these characters. You could have, you know, made a couple more faces, you know.
You could have given them voluptuous bodies.
Yeah, you could have given them
no.
big hips.
You could have you could have done the panty and stocking route where you just had characters that look one way and then look a different way in a certain scene, you know?
That's what we like to call Sonic the Hedgehog syndrome.
It looks like the animators like knew what they were doing, but weren't getting paid enough to do it, which is very appropriate considering the source material of the show.
Yeah,
because it's
it's so meta that even the animators weren't getting paid enough.
Yeah, I just
I feel like they knew what they were doing.
I wanted to like the show, like I really did. I like tried, but.
Oh my
I can
God.
Only I can
There's
only
like crazy thunder can, happening and I just nearly shit my
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, that's because God agrees with me that this isn't a good show. So
nor he's what, angry that you're talking.
That
yeah,
probably
no,
will show
no, he
up
would be,
on audio
he would be,
recording.
He would be smiting me and not smiting him. So what I'm saying is that I don't feel like I just tried to like it. I really did. I try to like every show. I give every show the benefit of the doubt. And then I realize I wasn't interested. And that's terrible.
What was the tweet you made?
Yeah,
that was like how like one episode in and you're like, oh, this is going to be mediocre.
And it was. I hate to break to you, fam.
Well, the thing is, like I said, they're not trying to be the next Evangelion. They were just like, yeah, whatever. Let's get a little cute show out.
Yeah.
And they did okay with it. Like, I enjoyed it.
I, too, enjoyed it.
I'll watch season 2.
Oh!
It's confirmed. Yeah. Yeah, yo. It's getting a season two. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm actually I'm very excited now.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, but I'm glad that I could get your reaction live on the show.
Thanks. Dog, you did it.
That's going to be a no for me, Doug. I looked up the tweet and I said, we're going to be watching a Netflix original anime for the podcast, and I can already tell this one's going to be a slog and a half.
A slog and a half.
Just a half. Not all the half.
I feel like it got better post episode 6.
Yes.
I feel like it
mark. That's what I said. I'm like, once you get to episode 6, it's pretty decent. That was the first time it made me laugh, which is bad. Because if this is supposed to be a comedy, you should make me laugh on the first episode.
However,
even if you
Pino's gonna bust a nut.
However, I laughed at the first episode.
But Pino, you're not funny.
I'm the funniest character you ever had.
Pino's the key to us all.
Pino was the key to all of this. He's a funnier character than we've ever had.
See, even the memes agree.
Guys, can we move on to the only segment that really matters on this show?
No, guys, real talk. Mm-hmm. My friend in real life now says, thank you, Pino, very cool, and it makes my heart happy.
Why? I don't even know her. Thank you, Pino, very cool.
Very cool.
That's the best inspect element I've ever done.
Okay. Are we going to do anything?
Yeah, do the thing. You got to introduce it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can we hold up? We have a metal version to the third. No.
I'll try.
No, don't do it. That's no promise.
Okay.
I'll do it for you.
Welcome to the 28th episode. Who's the best guest? The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice very early.
That's Castlevania.
Today, our contestants are Pino, Gar, and myself.
That's Giles.
Who are you each advocating for?
That was Mario.
I chose Retsuko.
I chose Fenneco.
I picked Haida.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks for listening. if you agreed with our choices,
Pino, you said yours first.
FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com.
Pino, you said first.
All right. Take it.
I interrupted you before. I didn't mean to interrupt you. He's going to bust a nut, dude.
Stop saying bust a nut?
You're going to bust them all, dude. It's December, dude. No Nut November's over. Here it comes. Anyways.
No. Wait, that's why all of our episodes in November were so bad.
We couldn't bust a nut. You're right.
I like the filler ones. I thought those were all right.
Those aren't canon, though.
Yeah. We can't count the canon ones, even if they are the better version of the other ones. Anyways. I chose Retsuko because I kind of understood everything that she was.
Yeah.
In a sense, like, you know, you're working at a job, you know, you're expected to be a certain way at the job, but sometimes you just don't want to jump into it, you know? I know I say that just to make you giggle, but like, you know, sometimes you're just not feeling it and you gotta let go of that steam. I felt that. I kind of understood that, like, you know, after a long day of work, like, I'd like to go home and I'd like to scream my problems out. And then I'd like to just relax afterwards, you know, just be like in my happy place. Yeah. And, you know, I don't do a lot of screaming, but when I do,
maybe you should. I scream on the drive home like all the time because I hate Florida drivers.
Don't come to Maryland.
They literally don't know how a stop sign works, dude.
Oh, don't come to Maryland.
I have a fucking dash cam. And if I ever wanted to, I could just pull hundreds of hours of footage of me screaming.
Oh my. Can we call that the Screamcast?
It's the background song to the Chuck cast.
Oh.
Pino, that was a good argument.
I didn't finish.
Okay.
I didn't finish. She, unlike my what do you call your political rival?
What?
What do you call those?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the word.
I don't. It's not constituents, because those are the people with you.
A colleague?
Okay, I'll go with that. Unlike my colleague over here to my northeast.
Northwest.
I think Retsuko was pretty interesting from the start. I mean, like, granted, she was as plain as any Jane could be, but I'm as plain as any John could be as well. So, you know, I really, even though at certain points you might say she's not relatable, I found myself relating to her very much. Hey,
Pino.
Huh?
Do you mean Juan?
Excuse you?
Okay.
These are the moments when I want to scream.
You have a microphone in front of you.
I do.
He opens his mouth, but no scream comes out.
He doesn't God scream, for he does not know.
God can't hear him. Do you have more to talk about?
Yes, I like her design. Girl. Orange mixed with blue.
She's literally designed to be marketable, so it's kind of hard to not like her design.
She's emotable. Like, you can emote the face like we did to Gory, which I probably should have picked Gory, but I picked Retsuko instead.
Yeah.
She's small. I want to pet Retsuko.
We do like the small here.
We do like the small. I don't know. She's very cutesy all around.
I'm
gonna murder all of you.
I like her. She's cute. Her design is good, but it's literally designed to be marketable, so that's understandable.
Are you calling her a whore?
No, but I wish I was. She's too vanilla. The little gimmick is good, but I don't know.
I feel like
she should have been wearing like a choker or something.
What?
But that would be too fucked up.
This week I've heard a lot about chokers. This is weird.
I think it's because there's an item that's a choker in Nier Automata.
Oh, no, but I haven't played that game.
It's stuck in my head.
But,
you should. You installed it, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm playing Uncharted 4.
Okay, all right, I get it.
Yeah, I got Indiana Jones my way through that. Anyways, that's why she's best, and you guys, you're all liars.
God. Liars?
I think see through the lies fake of the news. Jedi. I can't believe you. I can't watch your channel anymore. I'm sorry. Don't watch Univision.
This is the worst podcast in the history of podcasts. So, Chuck, are you going to argue with him? I'm waiting for it. I'm like waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to bust blow up. Bust that, my boy.
I'm just not a huge fan of her as a character.
Well, that was underwhelming.
That was cool. Next.
No, because I didn't do any research for this episode, but I was looking up funny pictures on the internet.
Total Drama Island.
Yeah. I'm talking about during the episode you guys were talking and I wasn't paying attention, but I actually was listening. I just don't like her as a character. Like, well, not as a character. I don't like her.
As a person?
As.
Because she's an animal.
As an individual.
She's an animal.
Animals, an animal. All of them.
You can't call people animals.
I slaughtered them like animals.
And not just the men, but the women.
And the children.
I killed them all.
Okay. I don't know. She's passable, but nothing standout-ish.
Maybe it's just I'm a vanilla as well. I relate to vanillas.
But you're.
But I'm chocolate covered pudding.
Chocolate covered pudding?
Yeah. You covered the pudding in chocolate.
Yep. Man, I want some flan.
Yeah. Wait,
oh my God. Was flan. That it was me flan. Taking a fat shit.
It just thundered really loud. And it
that was me taking a fat shit.
That was me
shit.
Being triggered by you saying flan.
Oh my God.
That's serious.
I'm gonna die.
Give us your best grill right now before you die.
It's Fenneco. I like her because she's hateful. I like the hateful ones.
Hey, wow, that's 100% match. I actually have no complaints.
You're not wrong.
I do I liked her character. I like her character as soon as they had the singles dinner, which was like really cool because you actually saw like
and as soon as they gave her attention,
yeah,
she was like, I'm into this.
I like this attention. I was like, yeah, and she was cute from time to time.
She got just enough screen time to not get annoying, but enough to where you become attached to her.
Right. I liked her super sleuthing ways.
I think she would have needed a bit more time to really attach, like, to me. I don't know.
I guess I just like her Aubrey Plaza-esque outlook
on everything. I see. So, best girl is Aubrey Plaza for Garb. Let's write that in the database.
Yeah, I'm do it.
For this episode. I don't have
I'll know what I'm talking about later.
I'm too lazy.
And a Garchuk.
Hi, guys. I picked Ida, mostly because he's sensible. He's kind of awkward, but, like, in a lovable, awkward way. In the because he was sad and got drunk and passed out in the rain.
That's you can't be self-destructive like that, man. That's
he wasn't.
It's not a good.
He was just having a bad day, man. Sometimes you really
have, taking one down. You know, sing a sad song.
Turn it around.
You know, say you want more.
Tell me, don't lie.
Like put on a smile.
And then we can go for a ride.
Had a bad day.
Thank you, Daniel Prower, for that was a good wonderful. Bit.
Thanks. He's falling asleep. Wait, he giggles in his sleep. Funny monkey.
Okay, if you want to talk about anime.
Wait, we didn't even trash Haida.
Yeah, because he's already trashed enough.
Oh, you know what? Okay, if you want to... If you wanna give us your 5 cents and 2 halfpennies about this, send us an email. You know, send us over at a Funky Anime Podcast.
Where?
gmail.com. Don't forget.
Can you say it again?
That is the Funky Anime Podcast at gmail.com. I had to give it that old 1-2 with Chuck.
Or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com. It's because I paid for the domain, so I want to make sure.
Actually, you know what? Just send it there. For this episode, send it there.
No, but if you still haven't said
that episode, are you my record scratch now?
It's me, Jimmy Neutron.
I don't want to think about Jimmy Neutron today.
Boy genius.
I don't want to think about Jimmy today. I still remember the picture.
Guys, I'm going to...
Could it be that you're craving my croissants?
My croissant?
Jimmy Coon. Okay, so I'm going to look at our email right now just to make sure we don't miss anything, but I don't think we didn't get anything.
All right, while we wait.
Can we tweet us too? That works.
Well,
there was something you told me to talk about later, but I kind of don't remember. Oh, right, cankers.
Huh?
The Canker Sisters. I can't believe you fucking remember that. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Because I started thinking about hippos afterwards. There's Lee, there's Marie, and there is the Canker.
Put that on his tombstone. I started thinking about hippos.
There's Lee, Marie, and May. I don't remember which ones they are. So let's find out. Let's find out.
Let's just find out.
Let's just discover it.
Let's just discover weekly on Spotify. Sometimes there's good music, but most of the times it's not.
Most of the times it's songs that you already know, but ones that you don't like. But it's related to music that you do like.
It's Lee.
That's right.
Lee Canker. No, it's not. Wow. It's Marie. No, Marie is the blue-haired one. Now, what was the other canker I mentioned?
Stinko McPink.
Sarah, no.
Should that be the thumbnail? Is
just the Canker Sisters?
Canker Sisters? I'm going to make sure I'm going to get all of our faces and superimpose them
there
over the
May.
Girls.
May Canker. I can't believe she got arrested for information breaking.
Broking.
Broking, there we go.
Brokering.
Here, I'll give you a nice, healthy picture of a Marie Canker with a hot dog right now.
No one can see those.
I know, but you're going to put that as a thumbnail for now.
I can't see it. You know, my eyes are blind.
She's flying on my Discord. It's scaring me.
I don't see her. What? Okay, can we finish up this episode? I hated it.
Yeah, can we give rankings?
No, I'm going to post this picture.
Okay. I give it
Do we have any miscellaneous we want to talk about?
No.
Okay, go Pino, Gabe, whatever, who you are.
I give it a 3 point... Probably 2.
Understandable. I want to know what Pino thinks.
I give it a 7 out of 5.
Think Chuck should start.
I asked you first.
But it's more polite to go next.
Yeah, so go next.
Okay, sure. I actually, so since my constituents, my compatriots, my comadres, my amigos here don't really specify their ratings as in depth as I do every episode. Well, not every episode.
Give me a second.
Because I just spent an hour talking about it.
Well, yeah, this is why we call it the Pino Panapanapadubu show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
I couldn't think.
That's
PINNOONNNOOPPOOOOP.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what I think, I was very surprised when I watched this show. I actually went in with the mindset that I was just gonna, you know, wasn't gonna enjoy it too much.
Mediocre.
But little did I know, I really enjoyed it. To the point where, like, after I finished, I was like, I need to consume more. Crunch. For some reason.
Crunch.
I needed to consume more. And, like, I don't know. I feel like even though it was a nice ending, like, I enjoyed, like, hey, this was the lesson of the show. I'm excited for that second season.
Actually, was a bit of a story.
There was a bit of a story. I like some small growth, you know. You can't always be DBZ Broly movie, but you can't always be Stickman Sam either.
Stickman Sam!
Isn't that a thing?
I don't know, but I think it's funny.
Stickman Sam. I might regret it on the next filler episode, but I'm going to give this a...
No, filler episode. Too high. Drop it down by 0.2 points right
now. All right, 4.929.
Vino!
You said drop it. I was going to give it a 5.
Pino...
No.
Also, you didn't even do math correctly.
He was close. Remember, he didn't manage to remember that 100 times 1 is 100.
What a genius.
My mama taught me well. Anyways, no, I'd actually give this a 4.1, in my opinion. I enjoyed it that much.
Pino,
Don't talk to me about a ranking, Kenmo friends.
That's more blasphemous than me giving Kimono friends a 4.2.
Are you sure about that, Chief?
I am, Chief.
Well, it's already written in stone.
I love dogs.
That's your
I
dog. Scared that's your dog. Dog. That's your dog being angry at
you
Pino.
You upset him.
Yeah, because you gave it a bad score. I gave it a 3.1 because it was okay. It was above average, but it was shitty.
I had fun. I liked
it. How could it be above average charming. And shitty?
Yeah, wait. Nope, that's my phone.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
I didn't. I didn't actually think it was that shitty. I just didn't like it as much as you know.
It's the funny. It's the funny. Ha-ha
wait. Time out. Uh-huh. I just want to make sure everyone knows that Pino ranked Aggretsuko higher than Bobobo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I enjoyed this a lot.
He actually hates Bobobo. He just makes us watch it.
I really enjoyed this.
Guys.
Do you want me to rank it lower? Is that all right? You want to.
This has been
just like.
Fine. I don't want.
I'll say 4. It's fine. 4.05.
No. Please follow us on social media.
I can't.
Send us an email.
All the averages are going to be way out of whack now.
Okay, fine. I'll just give it a 4. There we go.
On the next episode.
Let's say, I've been oppressed.
Next episode is...
No, shut up! That's cut out. You might have heard a bleep there, but we're watching Konosuba next time because Garb is being a shitty bastard.
I was doing
man.
A funny whenever and you guys were being stupid. I like continuing.
I
was doing a funny.
We're watching Konosuba. You're all of the rankings are going to be higher than this week because Konosuba is objectively a better show. I hope you guys.
Are we watching both seasons?
Yes, it's only 20 episodes.
Cool.
I hope you guys enjoyed.
That's too much of my time.
Who are we, Pino?
What do you mean?
It was my episode.
It's his episode.
Garb, who are we?
I'm Garb. I was. Fucking
I'm
sure
going back
was
under my
the
desk.
Host. Yeah, there's Chuck. He's actually an ostrich. I changed his animal. He's putting his head in the ground as we speak. What would you like to say, Chuck? All right. And next we have Pino, who is what did I say you were at the first part?
I said I was a gorilla.
I forgot.
You said I was a gorilla.
Sorry, I got interrupted.
It's okay.
Not whenever.
What did I say you
at
were?
At least it's not Spanish.
Part? What did I say you were at the first?
You said I was.
Who was I before? I completely forgot.
I was
you were the
boy.
One who got drunk and cried.
I was the one with the mole.
Oh, that's right.
What was Pine?
I was you.
Oh, you were Space Cadet. That's right. Yeah. Pino's still spacing out. He's become a little more sentient.
I mean, cognizant.
Cognizant, yeah.
Play One Piece Treasure Cruise.
No, don't spend your money on it.
No, it's too late.
No.
There it goes. There goes my college savings.
I spent like $5 on Pokemon Go.
I spent $2 on Pokemon Go. That's the most I've ever spent on a mobile game.
And I save 15% by switching over to Geico.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast.
Guys, Geico sponsored this episode. Thank you, Geico.
Didn't. They did not sponsor this episode.
Here I am.
Thank you, Geico. Can we get Geico on the podcast?
Just him?
Yeah,
they
just
won't see him.
Completely unaffiliated with Geico. It's just is the Geico Gecko.
Can we get Flo from Nationwide?
Guys, can we
Progressive?
Can we get $100 sent to my P.O. box?
Guys, can we subscribe to PewDiePie so we can show T-Series what is up, my fam squad?
Guys, I really got
attention, pissed. All FAP listeners.
I really appreciate
the FAPPers
the memes.
Are in danger.
I appreciate
but
it,
they
but
can,
I really,
they need your
really
help.
Need to pee.
Please submit your credit card number.
I really
the
need
three
to pee.
Digits
guys,
on the back of
hope
your,
you had
thing,
a great
your
day.
Name.
Guys,
and your
remember
zip code.
To stay fapping.
We'll leave you with
guys,
him.
I love
selling you money.
Guys, I'm gonna sell you money.
You're gonna sell me money.
I'm gonna sell you money.
How
today
are you gonna
I'm gonna sell
me money?
I'm gonna okay, so this is a $20 bill, but not just any $20 bill. This $20 bill was used by Jimmy Carter to slap his wife in the face when they were making love one night.
Yeah.
And
Jimmy
so,
Carter was an ecologist.
No, shh.
This episode got weird.
This he was this is what Bobo should have been.
So now it increased to $30.
Yeah.
It's $30.
Are you going to shut the fuck up?
For $20. No.
I'll take it for a penny.
Like,
deal.
I want to keep so. I want to keep staying with the funny ha-has, but I got to pee.
All right. And
okay, bye,
to all you
I
listeners,
you.
Hope you guys have to pee too.
I hope you guys urinate.
Don't pee while fapping. That's what my mom always taught me.
What the fuck is your mom teaching you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros, and you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck, moral support by Pindoplane, and I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.